Hi, I'm Elizabeth Harper. Yay. Bar song. Oh, there's nothing quite as comforting as the sight of a bar. The bottles lined up so prettily, multicolored, glistening vials of joy. There's 100 ways or more to drown your troubles forevermore. Jack Daniels and Coke, martinis galore, scotch on the rocks, Chivas Regal, Glenlivet, or Johnny Walker Black for sure. Oh, there's nothing quite as comforting as the sight of a bar. Lonely souls gather on the stools to share their troubles or to share their solitude. The bartender will take care of you. He knows your drink. He knows how you take it. He knows when you're through before you do. Oh, there's nothing quite as comforting as the sight of a bar. There's 100 ways or more to drown your troubles forevermore. Except no substitute. There's just no substitute for you. A blow-up doll just won't do. The skin's not as soft and smooth. The nipples don't perk up the way that yours do. There's just no substitute for you. Cheer up, poopy. I feel worried when you're blue. You know I'd do anything for you. Change my hair, chase a bear, cut open my skull, and hand over my brain goo. Don't ever leave me. There's just no substitute for you. I'll go to the grocery store, do the laundry, even take a bath every day. Play chess, learn karate, or fencing, just to keep things interesting for you. There's just no substitute for you. I know sometimes you get cranky. In fact, you're a pain in the ass. But I wouldn't take that kind of pain from anyone else. Honey, there's just no substitute for you. Thanks. For a good drinking buddy, you can have a kiss. You can get a lawyer. You can ride an airplane. You don't have to be a soldier. Many people are chocolate-covered, nut-filled anarchists, but they just don't know it, don't know how to show it to the girl sitting at the bar, twirling her hair, sipping a purple haze brontosaurus martini. So they think they're all alone, waiting for the world to toss them a bone, and the bartender's just not that sympathetic. But I will be your friend. I won't run up your credit card debt. You don't have to pay my rent unless I'm really in trouble, and then you know I'd do the same for you. Some cheap advice. Take a pill, take several. Wash them down with alcohol. Beer, Jack Daniels, martinis with garnishes. No one wants to hear about how the world bothers you and what you would change if you could. Have an orgasm, have several. We have lots of porn to help you. Girls with farm animals, dykes on bikes, a wide selection for every taste. Never mind that it's all about the money. Somebody has to get paid. Get a credit card, get several, buy stuff nobody needs. Go shopping, go out to dinner, spend, spend, spend. Don't worry about the interest rates or the future or what money won't buy. Find a lover, find several. Tell yourself and them you're in love. Fuck your brains out, tell your stories. Temporarily forget that nobody can trust anyone else and that we're all damaged by a system at work that we can't see and secretly longing for what we can't get but so desperately need. The other side of the fairy tale. Jeremiah of a contortionist, leaving the way he came, with bells on, ringing out a solemn song, deep and resounding through my heartstrings, so rusty, didn't know they were still there till I looked in his eyes and he touched my hair. You look like you're hiding from your sadness, hiding from the boogeyman, puffing up till you're a stiff mannequin with opaque, fire-glazed eyes. Let me show you how to loosen up, turn you inside out and back in again, let that old boogeyman out. Where knights fight fire-breathing dragons for damsels into distress so as to make them their maidens fair, and castles with hundreds of dark high-ceiling rooms are de rigueur, there are beasts unnameable, unimaginable, unstoppable, who stomp through your house, candelabra in hand, searching for a grand piano to play Beethoven on. Whether they find what they are looking for or not, they still manage to keep you up all night long either way, wishing you could escape in a red Corvette, racing through the desert, knocking over any 7-Elevens on your way. At least you'd be free. When lovers get too close, want to get into your soul, you're already in trouble. No use trying to escape. Might as well prepare yourself for a mess, contortions, distortions, and drinks spilled on the floor. And in his zeal, he's on a quest. He'll forget what he came for. A simple bang on the sofa becomes too much to ask. And when you've lied your way through personal questions, dredged up indigestion as you're stifling an unbecoming belch, he'll stumble out the door, overconfident, self-satisfied, ignorant that his confusion is worse than before. We've got more. MySpace addict. Will you be my friend? Who can I ask to be my friend? I hope someone cool asks to be my friend. When is my favorite band playing? I'll leave a comment about them. Maybe someone will leave a comment about me. I have 135 friends. I'm going to get more and more friends. What can I write in my blog? I can choose from a long list of moods, and an animated smiley face will illustrate the mood I choose. I can let everyone know what book I'm reading and what CD I'm listening to. Look, I choose it from the list and the picture shows up in my blog. This is so cool. I'll let everyone know about my poetry reading. I'll send out a bulletin. I'll do a search on a name and try to find my old boyfriend. Look, there he is. He doesn't have as many friends as I do. He's going bald. His wife is fat. They have dogs. Look, I have new event invites. There are so many events to go to. How will I decide what to go to? I guess it depends on my work schedule and where I can get a cab home from. Maybe I'll meet some cute guys, and then I can do a search on their names and ask them to be my friends on MySpace. I better make a point of remembering their names correctly, or at least what they look like. All these guys I don't know are asking to be my friends. Their pictures look weird, like those that come in the picture frames you buy at Walgreens. They could be stupid and creepy. Maybe I should accept them as my friends because they're interested in my poetry. One guy sent me a message. He says that he is 20-something and Puerto Rican with green eyes and hangs on the northwest side of Chicago. He says that I seem like a freaky bad girl and that I should definitely get back to him. Gee, I don't know. I accepted this one guy as my friend. I actually felt weird about it, but then I decided I should go ahead and accept him because I needed to build my audience. He sent me 7 email messages just today. I'm still up. Call me. Meet me for a drink. Pick up the phone. Let's hook up. We make the perfect couple. I've never met this person before. I actually emailed him and asked him if he had seen me read before, if we had met, or if we had friends in common. He said no, he just was looking for cool people in Chicago. His profile says he is nocturnal and likes cats and is looking for nice ladies. Maybe he's a vampire. His other friends are either dominatrixes or suicidal goth girls. I'm going to delete him from my friends. That's the first time I ever deleted anybody. But I'm thinking he could be my first MySpace stalker. Thanks. Porno movie. We're gonna make a porno movie, me and all my friends. Gonna make a porno movie because we've got credit card debts we've got to pay. Why should we work when we can get paid for getting laid? Better than working shit jobs, telemarketer, waitress, maid. We're all feeling so hot, it doesn't have to have a plot, just the right lighting and decor. Johnny's got the props, some whips, some cutlery, some mayonnaise. Julie's running the hotel suite. There's a pool and room service, a game room, and a soda machine. Lily's doing a handstand. Billy's got her by the ankles. Jody's wearing the dildo. Cindy's in shackles. Ben's got the paddle, Margaret's going to get a spanking. We're all having such fun, we're not even acting. Ours will be the best porno movie ever because we like each other so much. We're all so sexy, witty, and clever. We swoon at every touch and melt in each other's mouths. We're gonna make a porno movie, me and all my friends. Gonna make a porno movie because we've got credit card debts we've got to pay. The stupid stupid people never kill themselves. The stupid people never kill themselves. It's always the smart, sensitive people who do away with themselves. Kurt Cobain is an example. Sylvia Plath is another. The people who have something worthwhile to say, a contribution to make, find the world too ugly and sad and stupid and painful, and end up blowing their brains out or slitting their wrists or taking a bunch of pills with alcohol or putting their heads in ovens or, well, you get the idea. The stupid people never say, hey, I'm an idiot. I should blow my brains out. That would be too much to hope for. Do they take responsibility for population control? No, it never enters their tiny minds. It seems they can see only their own interests, their own concerns. It never occurs to them to say, I am a scourge upon society. I should do everyone a favor and off myself. Sure, maybe they have accidents, as stupid people do. Maybe they accidentally shoot themselves or poison themselves. But what's lacking is the intention. Even if you think intentionality is a fiction, which it arguably is, a spurious and specious metaphysical notion, they still lack the fiction of intentionality, which means that their accidents are entirely lacking in the drama and nobility of a genuine suicide. They just can't get the job done like they mean it. Meanwhile, the rest of us are left to fantasize in secret about torturing them and killing them over and over again. Meanwhile, maintaining a polite, patient, ever-deferential guise in their presence. And maybe we feel guilty. We think we should be even more patient. We should fight the Nazi within. But the people that really get me are the proud to be stupid crowd. They don't even try to know what's going on. They revel in their ignorance, their obliviousness, and of course, that makes them pleasant to be around as they engage in inane chit-chat. No one wants to be around someone who's serious, pointing out real problems. No, those people are considered negative, God forbid, even if he existed, which he most certainly does not. The stupid people never kill themselves, part two. All the time I want to say to people, you're stupid and you should kill yourself. But of course I never actually say that and they never actually kill themselves. If I ever told someone to kill themselves and they did because I told them to, it would fill my heart with glee. But of course that's never going to happen. What is implied by my telling them to kill themselves in the fantasy play in my head is that they are so uninteresting that I don't even want to be bothered with the task of killing them myself. Now, in certain circumstances, I really enjoy killing some people in the vast fantasy land that is my head. But that's because they've got something going for them that makes them interesting enough for me to enjoy killing them in the drawn-out, torturous way that I have. Now, if someone is very beautiful or has a strong will or character or a complex personality or mental life, then it makes it worth my while. I have to have enough respect for them to bother killing them myself. And yes, it is entirely possible to respect someone and want to torture them and be responsible for their annihilation. This is the only sense in which loving one's enemies makes any sense. There has to be something in them worth hating, and that's the only kind of love they'll get from me. But most people aren't even worth the bother. They are so vacuous, ugly, fat, and trifling, they wouldn't be any fun to kill, and they wouldn't appreciate the fact that anyone as brilliant, beautiful, complex, and interesting as myself would take the time and effort to kill them. Peasants, plebeians, riffraff, slaves to convention, patrons of schlock, psychobabblers, drooling, depressed drones, boring bovines, botched abortions, corporate wives, company men, country bumpkins, brainwashed nincompoops, bubbling beatific bums, meek milkmaids, illiterate psycho bitches, mental defectives, rectal recidivists. Oh, if only naming were killing, how we could clean up the world. Oh, if only by typing I could eliminate the petty annoyances that insist on being counted as part of the population. Oh, if only they would leave me alone so that I could go on about my business without giving them any thought at all. The stupid people never kill themselves, part three. I've always known that it was illegal to kill yourself and wondered how that was enforced. I mean, so yeah, I killed myself. What are the pigs going to do about it when I'm dead? My corpse doesn't mind being behind bars, but it's sure gonna stink unless you enjoy the aroma of rotting flesh. I was recently informed that, in Illinois at least, if you make an unsuccessful suicide attempt, you have to go to stay as an inpatient at a psychiatric institution, affectionately referred to as the loony bin. That sucks, I exclaimed, truly horrified and outraged. So if you're going to kill yourself, and there's a chance that it might not work out, you better have a way to make it look like an accident, as if you were confused or stupid or just made a mistake. You mean you're not supposed to take 50 pills at a time? I just wanted to see what a noose felt like. It looked cool in the movies, and I thought I'd get a rad boner. I didn't know I could kill myself jumping off a tall building, though that might backfire because the powers that be might easily mistake feigned stupidity for mental illness. And then there really isn't a good, easy, cheap, convenient, foolproof, non-messy way to off yourself. Pills and alcohol would be my choice, but it's not that great because you lose control of your bodily functions and your not-so-loved ones find you in a pool of your own vomit and shit. Not such a great or dignified way to go out unless making more work for mother was part of your plan. What we need is a do-it-yourself, idiot-proof suicide kit that could be marketed and sold over the internet and at Walgreens and the grocery store and, of course, Walmart. Walmart could buy in bulk and sell it at bargain prices. Maybe just the right combination of pills and an adult diaper and rubber sheets with easy-to-follow directions and large print with diagrams like those that come with IKEA furniture. There would be commercials on TV. Tired of looking at your ugly mug in the mirror? Just think how the rest of us feel. Do everyone a favor and kill yourself and do it right the first time, dumbass. We've made it easy so you can't fuck it up. So buy today and do it yourself, but more importantly, the whole world a favor. It's a billion-dollar idea that could change the world if only you get away with it without being hassled by law enforcement or misguided protesters. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Now I have some from my book, Love Songs from Psychopaths. Overloaded. I'm overloaded, a washing machine gone berserk, a computer with too much data, an incompetent jerk. I work all day listening to people's words go thump thump on my head. When it's all over, I remember everything they said. I'm getting bloated, a woman blowing up into a balloon, a pig fat for the killing, an opera star singing off tune. Necrophilia. Oh, how I deplore these undependable cocks. When they're limp, you're ignored. Next thing you know, without even removing your socks, you're sandwiched between them and the floor. I much prefer a good book, for it fits quite easily in any cranny or nook. Its demands are few, and it can be put to use quite readily, unlike those fickle pickles men who are never better than they look. Except when they're dead, because when their lives are finally over, they can be put in a book and read, which is what I prefer to do in lieu of waiting for the four-leaf clover to grow and form like a sparkling gem from all the fertilizer in some man's head. Confession of penis envy. More than anything else, I would like to be a gentleman and a scholar. But failing that, as I know I must, I would like to have a brain with large, long, glowing tentacles reaching out to conquer the world. This is my most evil fantasy, but mine it is, and I shall not deny it. I would like to be a man no much better than a man, better than an Ubermensch, better than Scylla and Charybdis, all wrapped up in one. I would touch and enter and feel everything. I would be in control. I would kiss you and run my tentacles through your hair. Dirge for a dumb dead dog. I had a dog. He lay around all day. He say, I give thanks to the sun that shine and the bits of moon I find, but I's never gonna get up that way. I had a dog, didn't earn his pay. He say, thanks for the loan. You know I don't mean to moan, but sometimes things just turn out that way. I had a dog, he ran away. He say, I thanks you for the bone and the use of the phone, but I really can't stay. I had a dog, in a grave he lay. He say, thanks for the pit. So this is it. No shit. In the institution. So much pain in my brain, it's plain I'm insane. No one can help me, though they visit every day to take more of my toys away. While groomed, they bring me flowers and plant them in my head. They stand like unwieldy towers. Soon they're dried out and dead. I'm so brittle, I fall apart little by little as they reach to touch me and shuddering, quickly take their hands away. But soon they try again. Without knocking, they come through the door. Meanwhile, a pile of debris is collecting on the floor near my feet, and I'm reminded of what I used to be. There's a man with a broom who keeps walking past my room, looking in to see if I'm still there. I wish he would clean away this mess. Brown petals are entangled in my hair. but he wants to clean up only once, rather than daily sweep away less and less. So he and I wait not speaking. He paces outside my reach. I stay inside, wanting to go to the beach. I called him once, but he ran away, laughing, "No, madame, not today, not today." I know eventually he'll sweep me away, collect the fallen leaves of me, throw them away. He's the only visitor I want, because I can't make the others go away. Goodbye, cruel world. This is my suicide note, drooling with despair, plopping out like baby diarrhea. Oh, cruel world, you pain me so. Death drags me down, pulls on my fingers. I jump now to prevent arthritis in my lonely old age, and because I can't bear to watch more of my lesbian lovers leave me to marry rich fat men in big houses so they can order around servants and interior decorators while they fondle their choice assortment of sexual devices. Ugh, oh cruel world, I have suffered so. Destined to live a life tainted by neglect and abuse, I know now my only choice is to end it all. Do away with my dastardly deviant existence. No more standing by the photocopying machine for hours at a time. No more taking phone messages. No more lewd comments from men with business cards, manicured fingernails, and waxed eyebrows. No more painting runs in my pantyhose with nail polish. No more waiting in line or being put on hold. Goodbye, goodbye, cruel world. You had your chance many times to win my heart, and every time you fucked up, you great big stinky old fart. Goodbye, goodbye, cruel world. I'd rather kill myself than die from MSG overdose, inhaled carcinogens, radon poisoning, or steroid chicken. I'd rather kill myself than pay taxes, waddle in pigeon doo-doo in Central Park, give blowjobs to winos for welfare check quarters. Goodbye, goodbye, cruel world. You vomited me up and kept me down, messed me up, jacked me around. You've been such a dick. I mean, really a prick, pricking my pretty pink skin. Cruel world, what am I to you? An ashtray, a pincushion, a wax voodoo doll you picked up in an air-conditioned shopping mall for $19.95. Cruel world, you make me sick, you big, ugly, purple, bulging, green-veined prick. Goodbye, cruel world, goodbye. The Mad Song. Lousy haircuts, meddling relatives, thwarted plans, that awful man, broken nails, crowded jails, minimum wage, the plague. Everything makes me mad. Everything makes me mad. Everything makes me mad because it's all too stupid. Sometimes in the shopping mall, I have fantasies of killing them all. All the stupid housewives' children, greasy, slimy, illiterate pilgrims. I would kill them all. I would kill them all. I would kill them all because they're all too stupid. But then I think of the effort it would take to pull it off, buy a gun, learn to run, watch the bodies fall, smell the blood. I would kill myself. I would kill myself. I would kill myself because I'm much too stupid. Just got a few more. Bisexual blues. I've got those bisexual blues, just don't know what to do. Billy Joe is mad at me, and so is Bobby Sue. Seems they each be wanting me all to themselves, and come Monday, I'll have to choose. But my heart is aching over the mistake I'll be making if I say goodbye to my Billy Joe or my Bobby Sue. Billy Joe takes me out for nights on the town. We dance till our feet get tired, around and around. Bobby Sue and me, we just stay home and do our thing, watch TV and joke and sing. But if one of them goes, I'll always be blowing my nose, crying my eyes out over what used to be led to my woes. Billy Joe has been my man. He knows what to do with a car in a frying pan. Bobby Sue, she's my girl. She knows how to make my hair and toes curl. Billy Joe is big and strong and quick to admit it when he's wrong. Bobby Sue's a cat and a mouse, a lover and a louse. She loves me but hates to clean house. If Billy Joe and Bobby Sue could just be friends, my problems would end, but they keep fighting over me, the maid who broke up their marriage by giving her services for free. Okay, I just got two more. This is my most famous one. Boyfriend. I love my boyfriend. He's the best. He gives me food and he gives me sex. He works harder than anyone I know. He always listens to me. even when I'm feeling low. I love my boyfriend. He's A-okay. He is really cool, and he likes to play. He has long hair and an even longer nose. I like to fart on his face when his eyes are closed. I hate my boyfriend. He's such a dick. He tried to fuck my ass with a carrot stick. I said, do we have to play salad shooter again? He went off by himself to play with his little friend. I miss my boyfriend. Where'd he go? He's the only sado pervert I want to know. When he looks at me with his evil eye, I'm glad to have a guy whose inner child isn't shy. I love my boyfriend. I love my boyfriend. Psycho Killer Baby. My baby says he doesn't want to chop me up because he likes me too much. He doesn't want me in the freezer in pieces. He'd rather have me whole so he can give me kisses. Oh, what's a girl to do? In love with a psycho killer, what should I do? Run or hide or stay away? I think I'm going to stay. My baby says he doesn't want to shoot me in the head. He doesn't want the blood to mess up the bed. And he needs me there. My ferocious love protects him from alien invaders and hungry bears. Oh, what's a girl to do? In love with a psycho killer, what should I do? Run or hide or stay away? I think I'm going to stay. My baby won't stick an ice pick in my eye. He says he'd rather die than hurt my face. He likes to hear me scream, but I don't look as good in a body bag as I do in lace. Oh, what's a girl to do? In love with a psycho killer, what should I do? Run or hide or stay away? I think I'm going to stay. Thank you very much.